Elon Musk says he'll go ahead with his $44 billion takeover of Twitter, but only if the company can substantiate its claims about the proportion of bots on the service. Twitter says fewer than 5% of its accounts are fake. Musk says he believes the number is a lot higher. Meanwhile, Twitter says it is committed to completing the deal at the agreed-upon price. The euro area economy grew more than initially estimated at the start of the year. GDP rose 0.3% in the first quarter. European consumers emerged from the pandemic with pent-up demand and large amounts of savings. Still, the war in Ukraine has added to cost of living concerns by stoking up energy prices and adding to already record eurozone inflation. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has put the brakes on NATO's Nordic expansion. Erdogan says he won't allow Sweden and Finland to join the alliance because of their stances on Kurdish militants. Erdogan called Sweden a nesting ground for terrorists. Several EU defense ministers are optimistic that the Turkish concern can be resolved. And the accused shooter in the Buffalo massacre has discussed his plans for the shooting for months on the popular chat app Discord. That's according to logs of his post reviewed by Bloomberg. In December alone, the suspect referenced his plans to commit the attack at least 17 times. Discord says it is cooperating with law enforcement. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ritika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.